Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income,
then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
That's right, folks. This is Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. He's a financial advisor, wealth creator, and coach, and the founder of Alloy Wealth right here in the Carolinas. I'm your host for the hour, Spike Spangle, once again filling in for the great team that normally sits in with Mark Henry. It is my thrill and privilege to be here with Mark. Mark, how are you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to have you back. This is fun. I mean, I love my team and, you know, Chuck and everybody. They do such a great job for me, Chuck, for Caden, so many years. But I like having Spike on here too, because Spike, you look at things differently. And not going to talk about your age. You're obviously older than you look, because you look very young. But you bring a different perspective than maybe Chuck might bring.
And I love Chuck, and he is a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Yeah. He's a fantastic guy.
Of course,
I also come from the financial space like you do, and if you can't tell from my voice, folks, I get charged being able to educate people and help people. Yep. And I get that energy from Mark as well. And when he and I get together, it's like electricity in the room. We just have fun. So folks, I want to let you know, stick around for this whole hour. Different ways to think about old age and retirement, a study from MIT. Target date funds. Do we need to personalize and get away from the set it and forget it kind of strategy? It's kind of automatic in our 401k plans. A discussion on that.
Yeah.
The Social Security benefits, those have been increased a lot for 2023. So have the scammers. They will go after the money trail and they find it. We're going to give you some things to look out for so you don't fall victim to them. And the IRS, you know, we talk about how the new IRS agents that are coming in, they're going to go after folks over $400,000. Well, how are they going to define that? What about if you have capital gains and capital losses? Who is safe? Who isn't? How do you protect yourself? All that and more on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Mark, as we were talking in our pregame show today, we're also talking about giving and the kind of giving. And you know, you're literally training some other advisors who don't work in your firm, who don't work in your office, and you're doing it just because they know who you are and what it gives back. Nobody's paying you. It's just, you know what? This stuff is hard. Financial information is hard to figure out. And the strategies and the pathways that you're helping with, It's incredible to me. So who do you got in the office today? What are you doing?
It's got some really good advisors. Got them in here from California. We've got one in here from Connecticut and another in here from Virginia. And actually, he's going to be several offices in Virginia, and he's going to be opening one in Lynchburg, which I'm very passionate about Lynchburg because that's where my son went to school there at Liberty University.
Nice.
So I'm excited to see him put an office there. But yeah, I do this mentoring. We've been very blessed here. And it's one of those things, Spike, where I bring people in and know these are handpicked. They want to come in. They want to learn from me. We've met at different conferences. You know, it's a small world, the financial industry. It may seem big, but you meet people and stuff. And they say like, well, could we come down there to Charlotte and see how you're doing this? Well, sure. Come on. And no, they don't pay us or anything else, but I do this. And people, I had someone ask me I don't want to use a name, but they basically don't get it. Let's just put it that way. They say, well, I can't believe you do that and don't charge people. And that's somebody that just doesn't get it. And what I mean by doesn't get it is the more I give, the more I get.
Yeah.
And I get it. Yeah. And I mean that. You can't outgive. So I'm helping. And here's somebody said, well, like, why? Well, think about this. My father had the retirement of his dreams. He was not my mom's dreams, because I don't think it was ever her retirement of her dreams, but they were living down there in Jupiter, Florida, in a condo on a golf course. And it was nothing fancy. It was just nice. 2-bedroom condo, sliding glass doors, and Dad could walk out the back door and see the golf course. And he loved it. Mm-hmm. And then that fateful day known in the financial markets as Black Monday, he lost over 50% of his portfolios. And, you know, he panicked and he took the money out of the market and he went on to have to sell that condo, move back to Atlanta. He died young, but my brother and I had to take care of my mom for years and we were happy to do it. I was very blessed that I was fortunate enough to have the money to be able to take care of my mom and stuff. And my brother did, and we would pay and do things. But I know how it made her feel, and it never had to be that way. So when I'm in here giving back and helping to train and show other advisors what I've been so blessed to learn over a lot of years, how do I know one of those advisors isn't going to take that and go back and help somebody else's dad so they don't have to sell their condo in retirement?
Yeah. You let me share my personal story last week. This is personal.
Well, sure. Same thing.
I truly believe this.
Yep.
And this is why I'm here in this seat. This is why I do what I do in the educational
events.
It's
why you do what you do. It's exactly why you're doing this.
Is that I feel that we are saving people's financial lives. By reaching out,
I agree with that.
By helping them.
I am a square peg. And I say this a lot. We got to get into the show, but I say this a lot that, you know, if you're working with an advisor, it doesn't matter if they're young or old, man or woman, none of that matters. But if you don't sense that they have a passion for seeing you, when you go in the office, you don't see that everybody in that office is excited to see you and they're not passionate about helping you not run out of money and do life the way you want to do it and live large. Yeah, newsflash, you're at the wrong firm.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear about this. You don't want to work. This is your life's work. Hopefully, you know where your real security comes from in life. But this is your financial security. My dad worked 30 plus years for what he had. And to him, it was everything. And it was gone in an instant.
Yeah,
he deserved to have someone that was more passionate about it. I don't blame the firm, but my dad was investing in a way that he should have never been invested. But guess what? He didn't have a plan, Spike.
He didn't have a plan, and he didn't know.
Didn't have a plan.
And there's so many people who walk into your office, and they don't know it either until you expose it to them. They're still invested like a 40-year-old.
That's right. They have no idea their standard deviation, and they don't even know what that term means. And that's where the educational part comes in when we start to explain this. I had one in here recently, and the advisor was showing me this, and they were one of the big box firms. I won't mention it on the air, but they thought they were paying 1.5% a year, yearly charge, to have their money managed. But when we showed them the internal cost of their portfolios, they had expenses they had fees inside their portfolio in addition to the 1.5% management fee they were paying, the one they saw. When we showed them the inside cost of all their variable annuities, all their mutual funds, all the expense ratios, they had an expense ratio with an average expense ratio hovering just above 1%. And they're wondering why they're finding it hard to make money when they're spending 2.5% off the top. Are you kidding me? You can't make money like that.
Yeah, especially as you're headed to retirement.
It was crazy, and they had no idea. And they were so upset, and I told them, hey, don't be upset. Let's fix it. Let's just do something about it. Whether you go do it yourself, here's how you should do it yourself, or if you want to come into us, that's great too. But the bottom line is you know what these are now, and let's fix this problem. You can't change the past, but we can change the future.
You are listening to Mark Henry. He is the founder of Living Large Radio and Television. Hey, Mark has done over 150 shows. That's like 10 years worth of television today. 150 shows, like a season no longer is more than 10 or 12 episodes.
Don't be dating me now, Spike, but we have got over 150 in the tank now. Yes, we've been very blessed.
All over the place. But you know what?
And the networks haven't pulled us off yet. That's the best part.
No, that's because you get tons of callers every week. But you know, here's the new thing. And I'm serious, folks, when I say this. Mark has been blowing up on this in a positive way. Your YouTube channel. You have been putting out content. And again, the same educational way. Educational bites, 4 or 5 minute videos, just helping people. I did it right before we got on the program. Just go to Living Large Retirement on YouTube. That's Living Large Retirement on YouTube. Anything that you cranked out this week on your YouTube, Mark?
Yeah, got some great new stuff coming out. Content is loaded up almost daily. So, hey, we got to go to a commercial break. But before we go, let's get these phone lines open, Spike. We started this show off a little different, but I'm having fun. I'm passionate today, as I am most days. Let's open these phone lines. We'll take the next 15 callers. And listen, here's what you're calling in for. It's not a toll-free helpline. It's as simple as I can make it. If you've saved over $250,000 for retirement, this is for you. It's an opportunity to come into one of our beautiful offices, Greenville, South Carolina, Ballantyne area, Myrtle Beach. You'll sit down with a licensed fiduciary, and my team of certified financial planners will build you absolutely complimentary. Another word for that is free. We will build you a written plan for life, for retirement. We'll talk about things like taxation. We'll uncover those hidden fees that you might not even know about that could be eating up your portfolio, like little termites inside your financial portfolio, eating it up and you didn't know they were there. We'll uncover them. We'll expose them. We'll talk about an income plan for retirement. We'll look at taxation, see if we can potentially reduce your taxes in retirement. And again, we'll give it all to you in writing, and it's absolutely 100% complimentary. Leave your checkbook at home if you're one of the lucky next 15 callers starting right now. Spike?
There we go. The phone lines are open. I think they're calling from 1976. I'm not exactly sure what kind of phone they're calling in from, but folks, that phone number is 800-501-9805. That's 800-501-9805. We realize you're probably driving around right now doing your errands. Have your passenger take it down. Somebody take it down. The grandkids in the back seat, or maybe you're in the backyard doing some yard work or something. Take this phone number down. You want to get started on your own written financial plan for retirement. And as Mark and I have been talking about, there is no cost to this. The education is hard enough. We want to make sure that you've got a strategy for your investments, your taxes, your estate planning, and all of your healthcare choices, and then including your Social Security. All of this wrapped up into a certified written financial plan for your retirement. But it starts here, folks. We have to limit it to the first 15 callers once again this week. 800-501-9805. That's 800-501-9805. Three ways to think about old age and retirement. A new study from MIT. What you need to be aware of when we get back right after this break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Most of us are looking forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let a lack of confidence in your plan turn your retirement dream into a nightmare. Discover tools and techniques of how to minimize risk, avoid overpaying in fees or commissions, and create tax-effective strategies within your retirement plan. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right, call or text 800-501-9805.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, financial advisor and wealth creation coach, the founder of Alloy Wealth right here in the Carolinas. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballantyne. I'm your host, Spike Spangle. Mark, I just saw this study from MIT. You shared this with me as well, I think, over the weekend. I was trying to enjoy my weekend. Come on, I got to have a little bit of off time now and then. But I finally did read through it. It was quite amazing. You know, they have an age lab at MIT. Yeah. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. There's an age lab.
Kind of a smart bunch of people out there.
Pretty smart. I went to school out west. I couldn't get into these schools over here. Pretty smart people. But we've also talked about this. I've heard you talk about it on your television program. Look, if you reach the age of 65, there's a 50% chance that you'll probably make it to 85. And we need to start thinking about some longevity issues. I've got some questions from you from the study, but do you find this to be true for clients and folks?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And think about this. People, you know, young people especially, but they'll say, you know, I'm not going to live that long. I'm not going to live that long. Well, hold on a second. Once you get to 65, think about that. A roughly 50% chance that you're going to make it to 85. But guess what? Make it to 70, and guess what? Now you have a chance of getting to 90.
Wow.
Make it to 80, and you may get to 95. It keeps changing, so is the older you get. So when we build these retirement plans here at Alloy Wealth, done by certified financial planners, we're going to run those at least age 90, but typically if you're working with me, I'm going to run that thing to 95. I feel like if I can get you to age 95 and you've still got some money left in the tank, some gas left in the tank, I've done my job. So that's how we're going to try to build these plans is age 95. But this study was pretty impressive, and I love what they said about longevity planning is a better way for society to think about old age.
Yeah, yeah.
And I totally get that. It says, especially since the future is much grayer than ever before. Now, what do they mean by it's much grayer? Because 10,000, at the rate of 10,000 a day, the boomers are retiring, the largest generation we've ever had, and they're retiring at the rate of 10,000 per day. We've got to start thinking about longevity planning.
Yeah, and it's not that it's getting to retirement is the end. That's not the sliding into home plate.
No, it's the beginning.
It's that there's so much more room to go.
Right. And we want to live large while we're retired.
And that's why this study had some wonderful and I think simple questions. They simplified it for people like me, but maybe you can explain it. Their first question they brought up was, how will I get an ice cream cone in retirement? Now, why in the world could that be important, Mark?
Because you're going to walk to the kitchen and get it out of the thing. No, what they're really talking about is people aren't thinking about transportation. It's the second largest cost in retirement for Americans over 65. The first is housing, and healthcare is third. Think about that. Transportation comes in ahead of healthcare. This is nuts. But this is what their study found. Seniors may need to pay for transportation to do the things they enjoy. Also travel to the doctor, the grocery store, or if you're Joe Biden, going to get the ice cream cone instead of taking care of our fiscal responsibility of the United States. How about that? Had to go ahead and put that in there because that's how I feel. I'm so upset. He's more interested in a chocolate ice cream cone than whether or not my kids take over a country that is even worth having.
I totally understand. Folks, if these are the kinds of concerns that are on your mind, give us a call, 800-501-9805. Mark Henry is a financial advisor who wants to listen to your concerns about retirement. And yes, your feelings, your opinions, and your attitudes about the country we live in are important, and they're important to Mark as well. So make sure that you've got a financial advisor that's aligned with you and what you believe in. So call Mark. Number two in this MIT study was, who will you have lunch with in retirement? What does that mean, Mark?
This one was so good. You know, I put out a YouTube video that called Three Tips to a Stress-Free Retirement.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep. Three tips to a stress-free retirement.
Make your wife happy.
Divorce, a damn good dog. No, just kidding. So listen, I love this though, because when I looked at my own client base and the studies that I have personally read, including this one, there are some absolute things that successful retirees have. And everybody says, well, obviously, that's a lot of money. You know what? That did not come into the top. One of the things you have to have is a social portfolio. You have to have friends. Think about this. You retire with all the money in the world, but you've got absolutely horrible health. But you have great friends, but you can't do anything with them. You got money and you got friends, but you have horrible health, so you can't go out. Well, that doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Well, how about this? You retire and you've got great health and plenty of money, and you have no friends or family that like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
The social
interaction.
That is not going
to work with. So this idea of who you're going to have lunch with, you've got to have a circle of people. And I love the study when it talked about, they said that one woman in her 80s told Coughlin, the guy that did the study, there's a certain attrition to your friendships as you age. That is true. As you age and get older, you do lose friends, but you've got to have a purpose. Retiring with just money is not enough. Wall Street tried to convince us it's all about your financial statements. Stop it. They've got it wrong when it comes to this. Yeah. And I'm a Wall Street money manager. I love Wall Street, but they have it wrong. You've got to have a social network. You have to get up every morning after you leave your job with a purpose and a passion for life.
And this is a huge conversation we've heard people having, is that when you lose that purpose in retirement, you're losing your energy to do things,
That's
your
right.
excitement for life, your passion for life, and your yep. energy to want to do things could just be, I want to see the kids or the grandkids, or I want to
right.
go volunteer at the library, or volunteer
Something.
At the local gym, or
Listen,
your church.
I was down at the hospital at Wake Forest, down there at Atrium Health, Wake Forest Baptist, and a fabulous place down there, getting some tests run, and I got turned around. It's a very big complex, and I had they scheduled, I'll try to make good use of my time, so I literally had an appointment scheduled at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12:15. So this is all in one place, but I have to go from one wing of the hospital over to another one and all this kind of stuff. And I got turned around and the most gracious, nice lady came and said, are you lost? And I said, do I look that lost? Honestly? And she goes, you really do. I said, well, guess what? You win the trophy of the day because I am as lost as I can be. I'm trying to get to the January hall. And she said, let me walk you. I said, oh, you don't have to. It's my job. I volunteer here 2 days a week. And I started talking to her. She was a retired teacher and she now works 2 days a week part-time, and of course that's unpaid, and she had the green vest on and she walked me all over and told me her life story. And she was a tall lady, and wow. she talked about how they made her a basketball coach, and she said everybody's expected to be a good basketball coach. She said I'd never played basketball a day in my life, and she said I was not only the math teacher, but they gave me an extra $500 a month to be the basketball teacher in the girls basketball, and she ended up doing it for 17 years. And she said she had never played basketball, but because she was tall, they made her the basketball coach at that school she was at. She was a wonderful lady. And let me tell you, talk about passion spikes. She had passion.
And it seems to be the theme of our show today is that when you give,
yes.
you receive so much more. You're still raving about
this
story.
She made my day.
I didn't want to
be at the hospital. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to get these tests run, and I'm doing fine, but I didn't want to get any of these things done. Didn't want to be there. And this lady made my day. So, hey, let's talk about light bulbs.
Yeah. And again, this is coming from the MIT study. They've got an age lab at MIT.
Yeah.
And they're asking these questions, and I love it because our society is changing so much. We're living longer. And the third question they were bringing up was, how will you change your light bulbs? What are they talking about there, Mark?
Inflation.
Really?
That
okay.
sounds crazy.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's not the kind of inflation that Joe Biden's caused for all of us, because I believe he and that party have caused it. But let me tell you what kind of inflation we're talking about. Your household inflation. Because at some point, as you get older, you're going to stop climbing the ladder to change the light bulb because it's not worth the risk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's
so how are you going to change the light bulb? You know what you're going to do? You're going to hire somebody to change it. And if you're going to hire somebody to change it, the Spike Spangle household inflation rate just went up.
Yep. It's another cost we're going
to
need.
And this is what we have to plan for. This is why I have to build these plans. Spike, I want to talk about
this
more, because this is some good stuff. But let's open these phone lines right now.
Yeah, we're going to open it up.
We're going to take the next 15 callers. That's right. The next 15, if you'll call in now, have your appointment book ready, have your time slot booked, get ready. Talk to my operators. They will get you on our calendar, okay? If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, this is for you. We've got to build a plan done by a certified financial planner. We're going to put it in your hands, absolutely complimentary. Another word for that is free. There's no charge of any kind. Leave your checkbook at home, and let's get a written plan. Let's talk about how you're going to handle the household inflation rate as you age and don't want to do these things, even if you can do them. It may not be worth the risk to do them, cleaning the gutters and doing these things. We have to have that in the spending plan. We have to have a written income plan. We'll do that for you. We have to look at all the hidden fees inside your current plan. We have to talk about things like the risk tolerance, the standard deviation. We take all this data, we build the plan, we put it in writing and give it to you. If you do it yourself or you don't want to miss this, because it's going to give you a clear roadmap for how you're going to handle this thing we call life and retirement. Don't wait. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call. Spike?
That number is 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. For the first 15 callers this week, we've got to limit it. We're broadcasting all over Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballenton. If you are hearing our voice over the airwaves, Mark and his team would like to be able to help you out. But as we got to organize the calendar as best we can, the first 15 callers, call 800-501-9805. That's 800-501-9805. More with Mark Henry and some Social Security warnings that we have about some of the scammers out there trying to get to your Social Security bucks when we get back with Mark Henry right after this.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Welcome back to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, financial advisor and wealth creator coach. He is the founder of Alloy Wealth right here in the Carolinas. I'm Spike Spangle, and it's my thrill to be with Mark. You know, Mark, the reason I pulled this story for us, Social Security benefits increased a lot, but so have the scams, is because I am way too young for them to be calling me, and I got one of these phone calls. I got a phone call that said my Social Security number has been shut down. What is going on out there?
Yeah. So listen, these scammers are real and they're good. They're really good. And I don't want to make this even worse. But let me be very clear. The grandma scam is live and well. And let me tell you about the grandma scam before we jump into Social Security. Okay. So you've been hearing a lot of the news about AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, and all these different things that are existing now. But this is so good. It's so scary to me.
Good in a bad way.
AI can do. So let me tell you, they're so good at this. So with AI, they're able to record your voice. You could, me talking on the radio right now, they can record this, run it through an AI filter. And then, it can now call, they type in what they want it to say, and it will sound like my crazy voice.
Oh my God.
So the grandma scam is when now they take your voice and they call your grandmother and it says, I'm in jail, grandma, in Tijuana. I need you to send me $2,000 cash. And it's going to sound exactly like you.
Oh my gosh. I hadn't even.
So we've got to start preparing because they are so good. So when we talk about the Social Security scammers and stuff, IRS scammers, I'm on the news a lot and I do this a lot to help protect people. Let's be very clear. The IRS does not call you. Okay, so if you answer your phone and it's the IRS and they're asking you personal questions, they are not going to call you. If they need you, they're going to send you a letter. Then they'll send you a second one. The third time, they're going to send it certified. And if you still don't answer and give them what they need, they're going to come to your home. Okay, let me be very clear about this. But they're not using the telephone. Social Security Administration is not calling you and asking you for your Social Security number. You've got to be careful. If you have someone calling you out of the blue, telling you there's a problem with your benefits, hey, you didn't get all the raise you were supposed to get because everybody's talking about the new COLA for 23 and all these different things. Hey, we need to make sure that you're withholding enough income tax on your Social Security. You got that big raise. We don't think you're holding enough. That's why we're calling you. This is a scam. But anytime the phone rings, and it's your bank, and it may very well be your bank calling you to tell you that your credit card's been compromised. But guess what? When your bank calls you to tell you that, and they might, if you say to them, oh my gosh, this is horrible, I can't believe this has happened, give me 5 minutes to go sit down and take my Valium or take my blood pressure medicine, and I will call you back. What is the number that I call you back at the bank? Guess what? They'll let you call them back. Guess who's not going to let you call them back? Ethiopia. The scammer in India is not letting you call them back. They're going to push you to make a decision and do something now. Hang up the phone, get the number, call them back. They're not going to give you one. You're going to know. You can call your local bank. You can go down there. Say, I'll come down. No, no, don't come down here. I'm coming down to the bank right now to verify this. They don't want that to happen. So remember, Social Security is not calling you. A Social Security scam may involve a criminal emailing you and offering you a chance to boost your benefits. Yeah. You heard about it on the news. You can get more. We can boost your benefits. All we need is a little information and we'll boost your benefits. No, 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 and no, it's not happening. And remember, when you go to file your Social Security, they don't give you advice on how to file it. They're not allowed to do that. That's why we do Social Security planning. They don't talk to you about how your withdrawals from your 401 or your IRA may cause you to pay too much in tax on your Social Security. That's going on. And let me just throw, while we're talking about Social Security, let's throw another one in there. Our favorite president, currently in administration, has already got out there how they want to cut your benefits by 25%. So listen to me. When you listen to the news and they tell you that this party or that party or anybody else is going to do all this stuff, the reality is it's already published by our current administration. They plan on cutting your benefits by 25% in the year 2034, and that is not that long from now. This is a CBO published report. We've got to get this country back on track, and we've got to get it back on track today. We've got to start getting out there. I'm not trying to be political when I say this, but Social Security benefits is not an entitlement program.
Yeah.
I have paid a ton of money into this, Spike. You've paid a ton of money into it, and all my listeners have. And what we want to do is we want to get back the most of our money that we can. Now, is there going to be Social Security reform and have to make changes? Absolutely. And you know who that's really going to affect? It's going to affect our children. It's going to affect my children, because when they're in their 20s and 30s, they're going to have to change their Social Security. But people that are already getting Social Security, we cannot go cut that, because many of them are living on it and that's all they have. And I see those people, I know those people, and we've got to protect the benefits that they worked so hard and paid so much into.
Mark, let me give you a scenario. Let's say somebody is 70-year-old right now. They've been retired for a few years. They've already turned on their Social Security. Maybe they were able to wait until the age of 70 and they're turning it on. Waited, they're going to get their full amount. But what does it mean to them when they turn 80 and they could possibly be taking a 25% reduction? What are you doing for folks?
Look at this out of control inflation we currently have. And they may say they're trying to get it under control, this and that.
I'm trying to say it's 5 or 6%
going on. I'm not trying to. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's way higher than that. And we have a banking collapse going on because of the bond problem in our country, because of we've raised high and we literally just raised them again another quarter of a point. This is 10 rate hikes in a row and it's not stopping. So let's be very clear. We have to have a plan. We cannot plan on just taking RMDs, those dreaded required distributions, or having all our money in the Wall Street machine and hoping that the markets will be okay so we can pay when Social Security gets cut, if it does get cut. And I'm not trying to be fearful when I say this. This is the problem. Wall Street has tried to convince us, everyone, that how much money you have is your financial plan. That is not a financial plan. There is absolutely good ways to build true written financial plans, and I truly believe everyone should have the opportunity to live large in retirement and not live in fear, not live in fear of what the next administration may do, what the current administration is going to do, how they're going to vote. We got to have plans in place that allow us to live large regardless of what the knuckleheads in Washington are going
to
do.
We try to talk about having your portfolio be inflation proof. I think what I would rather do, you know, I think we'll do this during the next election season on radio. We're going to try to make your portfolio election proof. That no matter who goes to the office, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be stressing.
I'm telling you, listen, think what you want, but I can tell you it was a heck of a lot more fun 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a heck of a lot more fun 3 years ago. You know, there's somebody that ran for president. They said, are you better off now? You know, or 4 years ago. I can tell you right now, I don't know anybody, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, Red Party, Tea Party, that wouldn't say we were better off under the prior administration than we are right now. There's no question this country is broke and we got to get it back on track. But to do that, we have to make fundamental changes. But here's what we don't do. We don't live in fear. We don't live in fear. We put plans in place, we make good decisions, and we let God handle the rest of it.
Right. Folks, we want to get you started on your own inflation proof, election proof, opinion proof portfolio, whatever it
That's
might
right.
be.
That's
because,
right.
And seriously, folks, this is what we talk about. And this is my line that maybe Mark Henry, I'll be fortunate enough that he'll steal it from me. It's not about the red side. It's not about the blue side. Your money is green. And that's what we focus on. We try not to focus yep. on what's going to happen because those things will ebb and flow.
A lot of that's out of our control. We vote correctly. We try to vote right. We try to make good decisions, but then we get disappointed. We have got to put things in place, but we also have to start speaking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And standing up for what we know is good and bad. We know evil exists and we know the difference and we got to start speaking up. And I'm going to take my voice and my radio show and I'm going to start speaking up for more of what I believe in. And as Americans, we all need to do it. I still bleed red, white, and blue. And I love America and God bless America. Let's get these phone lines open, Spike.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. We're going to have to do that here.
All right, we're going to take the next 15, Spike, you go ahead and do it.
Well, we're going to take the next 15 callers. So just to wrap up this segment, though, we just want to remind you that your Social Security Administration, they're not going to call you. They're not going to show up at your front door. They're not going to send you a text message. If you get an email or a text that has a blue link in it, stop. Don't do it. You can call somebody. You can call and go to SSA.gov and find out if there's information. You can plug in your own Social Security number and go and look through your account, or you can call a financial advisor. Make sure you aren't being taken advantage of. And that's why that's just one of the many hundreds of reasons why it's nice to have your own financial advisor. You've got somebody in your team who you can call at a moment's notice and go, hey, is this okay? Is this right? Is this a scam? Should I be sending this person money? That's one thing that your financial advisory team can do for you. So for the next 15 callers, we want to get you started on your own written financial plan for retirement. This will include a comprehensive investment strategy that includes an income strategy all the way through retirement, retirement planning, tax planning, estate planning, and of course, right. helping with Social Security. We're in Greenville, Charlotte, Myrtle Beach, Ballantyne. We got to take the first 15 callers this week. 15 callers. 800-501-9805. Mark, why don't you take us out to commercial?
All right, you heard Spike. Next 15 callers, it's time to call. You know you need it. You know you deserve it. It's time to get a plan done by a certified financial planner. Stay tuned. We have so much more coming up on Living Large Radio.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
This is Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, financial advisor and wealth creator coach for your retirement. He's the founder of Alloy Wealth. He's got a team of financial advisors. We put together a written financial plan for your retirement. And through us here and through the phone number that we'll give out, it is complimentary. We can actually say the word free. We're going to put in hours of work and hand it to you at no cost because we're that concerned about people's retirement today. Speaking of, yeah. Mark, there's a...
And also, I want to bring up, hey, Spike, I'm not interrupting. I am interrupting. I shouldn't say I'm not interrupting. I actually am interrupting you, Spike. But I always want to put in, too, my good friend Dave Ramsey. And, you know, we are a smart investor advisor with Dave Ramsey Program, endorsed local provider, and that's Alloy Wealth as well. And I always like to bring up Dave.
Yeah. Well, there's a tool, Mark, that people are using, and I think you and I are both on the same side of the fence of this, and that's a side of confusion. I don't think people are using it properly. I'm going to stop burying the lead. I'm talking about target date funds.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand the simplicity of it. But first, if you give the listeners, and I'm sure you already have many, many times, give them a baseline of what exactly it is and what is going on.
Here's what's really
this.
Happening is, and this is one of the problems with the 401k, 403b, or the alphabet soup of employer-sponsored retirement plans. I love them. They're great. But here's the problem. You sign up at your company, and maybe HR has somebody talk to you for 5 minutes, or maybe they just hand you the forms. They tell you what to pick out. So target date fund. Well, I plan on retiring in never. That's me. So where's the fund that says never going to retire? That's the one I guess I should be in. But for most people, you pick the date you're going to retire, and let's say that's 2040, so 17 years from now. Well, then you put your money in the 2040 fund, the target date fund. And the idea behind this giant mutual fund with all kinds of hidden fees and everything else in it is that it will be more aggressive today. And as it gets closer to that red zone, financial red zone, closer to that retirement date, it'll start moving into more conservative stuff. And so at the end of the day, there's a study that said something about, and how much was in this thing, in these custom target date funds? They hold how much money, Spike?
Something like 3.5 trillion. Over 500 billion is in the target date funds in 401ks. There's over $3.5 trillion total in target date funds across
in
the country.
Target date funds. Right. And it's just, it's not plug and play. It's not a one size fits all and set it and forget it. It does not work that way. And we see people that have no idea the trouble they're going to be in by doing it this way. And, you know, you just don't know what the problem is. Nobody's helping these people. Mm-hmm. The fiduciary duty of care is like our responsibility to protect our young children, avoiding them harm. But the bottom line is they're in these funds and no one is helping them. No one is seeing if they're on track to do what they're supposed to do. Well, I know you plan on retiring, you know, in 2024, but we didn't know 2022 and 23 was going to happen. Or we didn't know this current administration was going to tank everything you could think about, everything you could possibly think about. Gas prices doubled. This went up. Eggs went. They told me eggs are only up 6%. Are you freaking
kidding me,
Spike?
It was triple.
Eggs are three times that price. I mean, at least three times. And so we didn't know all these things were going to happen. And I'm sorry you lost all your money. Oh, well, that doesn't work for me. It's not okay. And we're not doing it the right way, in my opinion.
Yeah, the inflation numbers aren't being reported properly. And here's the problem with the target date funds. Some people think it's a tool like a mutual fund or an exchange traded fund. And they think if they have multiple ones, that it's doing the same thing. That you like. So let's say you have your 2025 and then you get your 2030 and your 2035. That's not diversified wealth management. That's making a mess of act. The target date fund is supposed to be one use and you have a clear path.
That's correct.
But then there's also another issue. And this one I'll take, Mark. There's what's called the to or the through with your target date fund. And what I'm talking about here is, what am I supposed to do? I pick the date of when I turn 65, when it's supposed to be at the least amount of risk, or maybe I should have picked 68 or 70 or 75. People could be bringing down their glide path way before they're supposed to.
Way too quickly.
And they don't have enough savings now for their retirement.
Correct.
And you can't undo that.
Well, let's just be real clear. One of the ways a target date fund would become more conservative is taking money out of equities and putting them where, Spike?
Well, into bonds.
Bonds?
Into bonds.
Bonds last year had the worst bond market in history. And in this crazy rising Fed interest rate driven environment that we're currently in, the bond market is not going to recover quick enough. And these people are going to get hurt, financially hurt because they were in a fund that was trying to do what they thought was right, what might have worked 10 years ago or 12 years ago, but it's not taking into account what is actually happening today. And that's the problem, Spike.
Yeah. And so when the stock portfolios went down inside the target date funds, so did the bond portfolios. And it's been reported, and you can look at this independently on your own, folks. Target date funds last year had one of their worst years since inception, period.
Since they started them, period.
And the whole idea was supposed to be, oh, this is simple. And I get it. I get it if you're the owner of a company. I get it if you're a plan administrator. And I get it if you're the person who chooses it. It's supposed to make it simple. Because you don't understand, or it's just too overwhelming to do your own investment.
Keep in mind, they're trying to keep liability away from these companies that have liability potentially by their employee investing all their money, and then all of a sudden they lost it all, and now they can't retire. And so, who's to blame? The employer, the person managing the fund, this or that? And so, everybody wants to make it easier so somebody can just say, well, I got a target date fund. I'm retiring in 20 years. That's the perfect one for me. It hasn't worked out to be the perfect fund for many people. They had their worst year on record. And this is not going to fix the solution. We have to get better education. We don't need people to become advisors, but we've got to really work on the entire system overall and start looking at alternative asset classes and other ways to manage money. Not meaning Wall Street's bad. I love Wall Street. We want to make money in Wall Street, and Wall Street is still the best way to grow your money is invest in dollar cost average and put money in and leave it for a long time. But day trading, trying to go for the next meme stock and all this stuff is going to get people in serious trouble.
Yeah. Mark, I know that we've got a lot that we want to cover again before the end of the program.
We're going to run out of time.
But I've heard you say this before. There is no easy button for retirement. And we're not trying to create unrest for our listeners. But you got to talk with
somebody. That's not my goal whatsoever. But I have to talk about this stuff or else they're doomed to make mistakes. And it's that definition of insanity, doing the same thing you've been doing and expecting a different result the next time.
Yeah, but you can't undo.
That simply does not work. You can't. And
you
my
can't
father
undo what
couldn't,
you, yeah.
couldn't. Yeah, and my dad couldn't go back to work after he lost all that money, and it just ruined it. It didn't have to be that way. It's personal to me because I've seen it happen, and it doesn't have to happen. I truly believe people can live large, but we've got to start breaking the mold and be willing to break things to actually put it on paper and build this puzzle correctly. But it doesn't have to be hard. It's complex, yes, but that's why we have a team of people here. You know, it's one of the reasons that so many people don't have what they need because they go one place to get their money managed. They're going to have to find another person to help them with the estate plan because you got to have a good estate attorney. You got to go to another place to help you with your Medicare insurance. Now let's go to another place to talk about Social Security. And oh yeah, we want to talk about life insurance too, so we got to get that done. That's another person. And they all speak in different languages. Then you go see your tax preparer and they're telling you one thing. You see an advanced tax planner, he tells you something else or she tells you something else, and people just feel like giving up. It's why I designed Alloy Wealth the way it is. It's taken me years to build it and to get to the size we are now where we can help people with all this. If we choose to work with someone, we can help them with every single aspect of the retirement. We have the CPAs, we have the tax attorneys, we have all the people necessary to help you have a confident financial future. Spike, let's open these phone lines. We got to go fast.
Folks, the phone number here, 800-501-9805. For the first 15 callers, we want to get you started on your own written financial plan for retirement. As Mark was saying, your life insurance person doesn't need to be separate from your estate planning person, from your investment strategy person. You need to bring this all together to your Medicare person, to your Social Security advice. We bring that all in-house for the listeners of Mark's radio program. But you need to reach out to us here, 800-501-9805. That's 800-501-9805. Oh, Mark, there we go. That is our closing bell. I wanted to leave you some room this week once again for your closing comments. Wow, did I really appreciate it last week. What do you have for us, Mark?
Well, you know, I want to thank you, Spike, for filling in for me again. I hope we are able to do some more episodes together because I truly enjoy it.
I really do too, buddy.
It's a lot of fun. To all the listeners, thank you so much for listening because without you, we don't have a show. And, you know, I've been told, I hope you found the information, let's put it this way, I hope you found the information useful and helpful because that's how I intend it. And, you know, at times I'm told I'm a lot to deal with, a lot to handle. My wife tells me that after 29 years, she tells me that regularly. And I know I push buttons, but you know what? I am very passionate about what I do. And my challenge for you this week is, everybody listening, I would encourage you to do a couple things. One, I think every day we should do something that challenges us. Do something you're uncomfortable with. So I encourage you this week to wake up in the morning and tell yourself you're going to do one thing that you're uncomfortable with, something that challenges you. Push yourself, because that's what we're made to do. And then the second thing I'm going to encourage you is, if you don't have a place that you can worship at, or you don't have what you would call a church home, or if you think your church home that you've been going to is not doing things maybe the way they should right now, and there's a lot of that going on right now, I encourage you to find a place. It's such a part of my life. I'm putting a cheap plug in here for my church, Freedom House Church, all around the Charlotte area. But I love my church. I'm very passionate about it, and I'm getting true godly leadership there, and I love going there. So this week, everybody, live large, prosper, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Living Large Radio.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management is a state registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings LLC, DBA Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.